Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Go on.
Out of time. Let's see here. So many campfires. That's right. That's great. Oh, I was up in the middle of the night. When I need you, my son, a real stranger. Son, maybe your name.
Thank you. that you tell them that you found a babe in your married man. I heard that you changed you, she gave the things I would give to you. Oh, friend, why are you so shy? Ain't like you hold back. Hide from my eyes. I hate to turn up the blue. Everybody, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I don't you see my face? The magic people mind it up to me. It is no good. I don't like someone like you. I wish nothing but a better thing. I want you to don't forget me. I'm afraid I'll remember you say. Sometimes it hurts, but sometimes it hurts instead.
Thank you.
Is 56 degrees, probably sun, New York. Taylor Swift is in Owen Haynes, New York. All right, seems kind of quiet here. Right here, for tonight, $3 down on the other.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh my God. No. Five months ago. She died 5 months ago, Celine Dion. Oh my God.
Hello everyone and welcome back to my channel. Celine Dion is one of the most well-known and beloved artists in the music industry. Born in Quebec, Canada in 1958, Dion has been entertaining audiences for over three decades with her powerful voice and timeless ballads. Over the course of her career, she has won numerous awards, sold millions of albums and become an icon in the music world. Despite these challenges, she has remained determined to continue performing and entertaining her fans. In 1999, Dion's husband and manager, René Angelil, was diagnosed with cancer, which forced her to take temporary hiatus from her music career to care for him. However, she returned to performing just a few months later and has continued to tour and record new music ever since. In 2000, Dion was diagnosed with acute infective pancreatitis, a condition that causes inflammation of the pancreas and can be life-threatening. Despite the serious nature of her condition, she made a full recovery and has since continued to tour and perform at a high level. In 2013, Dion suffered from a vocal cord ailment that caused her to cancel a number of shows. She underwent surgery to correct the problem and made a full recovery, returning to the stage and continuing to deliver powerful performances for her fans. In 2016, Dion faced her greatest challenge when her husband, René Angelil, passed away from cancer. The loss was a devastating blow to the singer, who had been married to Angelil for over 20 years. Despite her grief, Dion continued to perform and release music, using her platform to honor her husband's memory and raise awareness for cancer research. Despite these health issues, Dion has remained determined to continue performing and entertaining her fans. Her resilience and determination in the face of adversity have made her an inspiration to millions of people around the world and serve as a testament to her commitment to her craft. She has remained determined to continue performing and entertaining her fans. In 1999, Dion's husband and manager, René Angelil, was diagnosed with cancer, which forced her to take a temporary hiatus from her music career to care for him. The diagnosis was the beginning of a long and difficult journey for Dion and her family as Angelil battled the disease for several years before passing away in 2016. In 2000, Dion and her family faced another tragedy when her older brother Daniel passed away from cancer at the age of 59. The loss was a devastating blow to Dion and her family, who had already been struggling with Angelil's illness. In 2010, Dion and her family faced yet another tragedy when her younger brother Michael died in a snowstorm. Oh. Once the singer was already dealing with her husband's ongoing health troubles. Despite these tragedies, Dion has remained determined to continue performing and entertaining her fans. She has used her platform to honor the memories of her husband and brothers and raise awareness of cancer research. Her resilience and determination in the face of adversity have made her an inspiration to millions of people around the world. Dion got her start in the entertainment industry at a young age, winning a local talent competition when she was just 12 years old. She then went on to release her first album, Love Waits, Du Bon Dieu, in 1981, which quickly earned her recognition as success in her home country of Canada. In the late 1980s, Dion signed with Epic Records and began releasing English language albums, which helped her gain international recognition. One of Dion's biggest breakthroughs came in 1991 when she recorded a theme song for the Disney animated film Beauty and the Beast. The song titled Beauty and the Beast was a duet with Pedro Bryson and became an instant classic, earning Dion her first Grammy Award and reaching the top of the charts in several countries. Over the next several years, Dion continued to release hit after hit with songs like The Power of Love, Because You Love Me, and My Heart Will Go On. From the soundtrack of the blockbuster from Titanic, her powerful ballads and emotive performances earned her a huge following and cemented her status as one of the best-selling female artists of all time. In addition to her music career, Dion has also been involved in several other endeavors. Over the years, she has appeared in several films, including the 1997 comedy Quest for the Camelot, and has even had her own Las Vegas residency performing to sold-out crowds for several years. She has also been involved in several philanthropic endeavors, including supporting children's hospitals and advocating for environmental causes. Despite her many successes, Dion has faced her fair share of challenges as well. In 1999, her husband and manager, René Angelil, was diagnosed with cancer, which led to a temporary hiatus from her music career. In 2016, Angelil passed away, leaving Dion to continue on without her long-time partner and business supporter. However, Dion has remained album in 6 years, which received widespread critical acclaim and showcased her incredible voice and songwriting talent. The album marked a new chapter in Dylan's career and showcased her ability to evolve and adapt as an artist. In conclusion, Celine Dion is a true icon in the music industry and a testament to the power of hard work and dedication. Over the course of her more than 3-decade-long career, she has entertained audiences with her incredible voice and timeless ballads, earned numerous awards and accolades, and become a beloved figure in the world of music. Her resilience and perseverance in the face of personal challenges have only added to her legacy as an artist and served as an inspiration to fans everywhere. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe.
Hello everybody, I hope all you are okay. Today I am going to a very hard telling you fastly and gentle request. If you are new on my channel, to subscribe and press the bell icon. Today Celine Dion no more. Celine Dion passed away. She died in the heart attack. Singer Celine Dion, today she is no more. Like my video and subscribe my channel. Thanks for watching my video.
This is the UN discussion. She's an icon.
Away. I want to
comes before.
Yeah.
Al said so.
My favorite Lionel Richie song. Okay, I guess everybody has a Lionel Richie song before that is my very, very favorite. This song is it. Can we do still?
Thank you.
under the cream plate. Amazing. Period, propaganda, gender, but this is the weekend. Me, how widespread it is. There's a lot of us 5 people reacted to his violence with justification and compassion empathy. I hate his mass crime, but it's all still heartbreaking. Why again? Alright, let's try. And, be show, and now, make that. For a second. Me.